SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
I call the Minister for Climate Change and Energy.
Thank you very much, Madam Deputy Speaker. Well, at the annual Maltese Community Australia Day event this year, which is always a great event, but there was a significant announcement. Lawrence Dimek, one of the great leaders of the Maltese Australian community, announced he was retiring from all positions in the community. Lawrence, who's in his 80s, has done his bit for our country and for the Maltese Australian community, and I wanted in the Parliament to pay a tribute to Lawrence's service. Lawrence migrated to Australia in 1954. He founded the Maltese Herald, a newspaper very familiar with many honourable members. He served as editor of the Malta News. He served as an emigration attaché and consul for Malta from the years 1971 to 1977. He was appointed by the then federal government as director of the Parramatta Migrant Resource Centre and served between 1977 and 1985. He was an executive officer of the Department of Immigration and Ethnic Affairs from 1985 to 1992. He founded the Parramatta Melita Eagles Football Club and he served as both secretary and president. Now, this is particularly relevant because the Parramatta Melita Eagles Football Club has been through a period of dormancy and is coming back. It's being reinvigorated, and I'm a very strong supporter of the Parramatta Melita Eagles Football Club, the Melita Eagles Football Club, and I'm very pleased to be supporting its refounding. I know Lawrence will be very proud and pleased with that, and I'm sure they're going to play a very big role in football in Australia. He's been Secretary of the Maltese Welfare Incorporated, President of the Maltese Community Council of New South Wales. He was a recipient of the Medal of the Order of Australia in 2003 for his service to the Maltese community in New South Wales. And in 2014, Madam Deputy Speaker, he was awarded the National Order of Merit of Malta on the recommendation of the then Prime Minister, Joseph Muscat, an award which is generally not given to anybody outside of Malta. But an exception was made for Lawrence's case, and it was awarded to an Australian citizen. Now, Lawrence is a very good friend of mine over many years, my entire time in Parliament, and his wife, Marlene, who is a constant support for him and a leader of the Maltese community herself. And I want to pay tribute to Lawrence and Marlene today on the very significant announcement of Lawrence's retirement from all community activities. He made clear he thought it was time for the next generation to be given their opportunity. And I know that the entire Maltese Australian community joins me in wishing Lawrence the best. As I often say about the Maltese community, I love them so much I married one. My family and I, my wife Rebecca Massoud, and I wish Lawrence and Marlene all the very best.